Part 2. You will hear an interview with an expert on perfume called Peter Dobbs. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Whenever there are economic problems, we consumers usually stop spending our hard-earned cash so quickly and tend to save more. Despite this, it seems that stars are still putting their names on one product that appears to keep selling, no matter what state the economy is in. I am, of course, talking about perfume. And in the studio today, we have Peter Dobbs, an expert on perfumes and their history. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Helen.
Now, have perfumes always been as popular as they are today?
Well, they've certainly been used for thousands of years. But because some of the ingredients were so expensive, few people could afford them until synthetics became available. Most of the original perfumes contained rose and peppermint, which were mixed in oils and rubbed into the skin. I suppose you could say their use was like that of aromatherapy today.
You mentioned the introduction of synthetics into perfumes. Does that mean perfume producers have stopped using natural products in favour of the creations chemists have come up with in their labs?
No, not at all. Because of the progress made in organic chemistry, new scents have been developed and traditional ones can be produced synthetically. This development allowed designer perfumes to take off and become mass-produced in the 20th century. But as I said, natural products are still used today. Take the top-selling perfume, Joy, for example. To make just 30 millilitres of it requires 10,000 jasmine flowers and over 300 roses. Not surprisingly, a 30-millilitre bottle sells at around £500.
To me, £500 is a lot to spend on a fragrance or perfume. Is it possible to make your own perfume?
Well, I suppose it is, but I doubt whether you'd come up with a best-selling perfume. You see, companies don't make their own fragrances. They have to go to a perfume creator known as a nose. These people have an exceptional sense of smell, and there are only a few who are recognized as being world-class. One such person is Francis Camail, who works in a place called Grasse in France, which just happens to be a center for herb and flower growing in the country. He has become so well known that he now works as an independent creator, which effectively means he is part of a small group of creators who can choose the companies they want to work with.
I see. But what if I just wanted to experiment for myself?
Firstly, you'd have to get a wide range of ingredients. You'd need some wood fragrances made from the bark of trees. You'd also need plenty of floral fragrances like lavender and rose, as well as some fruit fragrances such as raspberry, orange and lemon. Once you have enough ingredients, you can begin your experiments. When you find a combination you like, you have to add oils and white spirit so that they make up around 90% of the volume.
Thank you. I'll certainly have a go. Who knows? I might just come up with something that catches on.
There is always a possibility, I suppose. And if you did, you might make a fortune.
I definitely would if I could get £500 for every 30 millilitres I made.
Or much more. The most expensive perfume, called Imperial Majesty, sells at around £150,000 for 1 ounce, including the extremely expensive bottle it comes in. But if I were you, I wouldn't give up my job as a presenter, because it's highly unlikely that your creations would sell for such an astronomical sum.
On that note, we'll take a musical break with who else but perfume genius and dream.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Whenever there are economic problems, we consumers usually stop spending our hard-earned cash so quickly and tend to save more. Despite this, it seems that stars are still putting their names on one product that appears to keep selling, no matter what state the economy is in. I am, of course, talking about perfume. And in the studio today, we have Peter Dobbs, an expert on perfumes and their history. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Helen.
Now, have perfumes always been as popular as they are today?
Well, they've certainly been used for thousands of years, but because some of the ingredients were so expensive, few people could afford them until synthetics became available. Most of the original perfumes contained rose and peppermint, which were mixed in oils and rubbed into the skin. I suppose you could say their use was like that of aromatherapy today.
You mentioned the introduction of synthetics into perfumes. Does that mean perfume producers have stopped using natural products in favour of the creations chemists have come up with in their labs?
No, not at all. Because of the progress made in organic chemistry, new scents have been developed and traditional ones can be produced synthetically. This development allowed designer perfumes to take off and become mass-produced in the 20th century. But as I said, natural products are still used today. Take the top-selling perfume, Joy, for example. To make just 30 millilitres of it requires 10,000 jasmine flowers and over 300 roses. Not surprisingly, a 30 millilitre bottle sells at around £500.
To me, £500 is a lot to spend on a fragrance or perfume. Is it possible to make your own perfume?
Well, I suppose it is, but I doubt whether you'd come up with a best-selling perfume. You see, companies don't make their own fragrances. They have to go to a perfume creator known as a nose. These people have an exceptional sense of smell, and there are only a few who are recognised as being world-class. One such person is Francis Camail, who works in a place called Grasse in France, which just happens to be a centre for herb and flower growing in the country. He has become so well known that he now works as an independent creator, which effectively means he is part of a small group of creators who can choose the companies they want to work with.
I see. But what if I just wanted to experiment for myself?
Firstly, you'd have to get a wide range of ingredients. You'd need some wood fragrances made from the bark of trees. You'd also need plenty of floral fragrances like lavender and rose, as well as some fruit fragrances such as raspberry, orange and lemon. Once you have enough ingredients, you can begin your experiments. When you find a combination you like, you have to add oils and white spirit so that they make up around 90% of the volume.
Thank you. I'll certainly have a go. Who knows? I might just come up with something that catches on.
There is always a possibility, I suppose. And if you did, you might make a fortune.
I definitely would if I could get £500 for every 30 millilitres I made.
Or much more. The most expensive perfume, called Imperial Majesty, sells at around £150,000 for 1 ounce, including the extremely expensive bottle it comes in. But if I were you, I wouldn't give up my job as a presenter, because it's highly unlikely that your creations would sell for such an astronomical sum.
On that note, we'll take a musical break with who else but perfume genius and dream...
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.